going. Are you going to Dallas? Yep, I'm going to Dallas. And she leans up to the next one. She goes, are you going to Dallas? And she says, yep, we're going to Dallas. So are you going to Dallas?
Yeah. Yep.
We're all going to Dallas. We're all going to Dallas.
Came with some visual aids.
I don't think Ryan got it. Ryan had to have it.
Ryan did not get it. Ryan kept thinking it's cool because it's a woman saying the joke. That's what Ryan was thinking. Welcome in, everybody, to an episode of Almost Live from the Basement. We are actually in the basement again. This is great.
Almost Live?
Ho, ho, ho.
This is our final show of 2023. We want to end it with a bang.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then next year, we're going to be more consistent. Every other week, we're going to put out an episode.
We didn't miss that many this year, did we? I thought we did. Compared to last year, it was the whole summer we missed.
I was going to say, didn't we have like a 6-week hiatus this summer?
Yeah,
I was gone for 2 weeks, and then I came back, and you were gone for a week, or you were gone for a month, or...
And then you went to Dallas.
We all went. All right. So, I want to know how everybody's doing before we get started. We're going to say the best for last, so we'll start over here. Thomas Tank Engine. How has your week been?
It's been mixed. I was in Disney. Three words describes the trip. Bippity boppity broke.
Oh, man.
Loud
money. That's Disney.
So you didn't listen when I said it was expensive earlier in the season.
I mean, when every exit was in a store and the kids wanted a toy from every store.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let me guess, though, it's only more expensive now because your wife doesn't work at Amazon anymore. Otherwise, it would have been fine.
I saw 6 photos a day of your brother with crazy pictures on rides. And you looked like a little kid having the best time of your life in every single one of them.
Oh, it was fun.
He looked like a psychopath.
Yes, he did.
And your kids.
Every screen for her life.
She said she had a great time, though.
So your thumbs down on Disney?
No, thumbs up. It was good. And then... this week I lost my dog, Brady, so that was the
sad part.
Cheers to Brady.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man.
No, yeah, it was Brady's the good man. It was tough that... Oh, I just finished my drink. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, we did.
I didn't realize how long you had him until I read your post that he was, there for your proposal to time.
Yeah, he was my weekend.
So that was awesome. Really cool. So was it very upsetting to hear that. And it's never fun to put down a pet.
No.
Something more cheerful, Sparky.
Yeah.
Moving on, quick.
Yep, I'm here.
I'm just gonna say it was so nice to see you with sleeves. I'm like, you look so handsome today. And then, for some reason, the show starts and the guns come out.
It's warm, man. All right, I run warm. There's a reason my wife calls me the furnace.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can hold up, put that back. Cool me down a little bit.
Put that back on the guns.
I'm good with the exception of physical therapy is breaking the shit out of my arm. So, yeah.
Come on your arm.
Okay. You remember I came here in a sling a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
I hurt my arm. I hurt my arm.
Wait a minute. Is it true?
So, yeah, no, I'm going through physical therapy because I strained one of my muscles in my arm. They still have not figured out which one it is, but they think it is the bicep or the tricep. And they're doing
We could work out here whenever you want, man.
Yeah, no, it's not working out.
Well, it means to make it stronger.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not doing the stretches and the working out that they're telling me to do. Because I've never heard of these fucking exercises they have me. I'm working muscles I didn't know I had in my arm.
Patel and I could say the same thing.
Man, when the ACL?
Rehab.
Yeah, when I
broke our patellas.
Yeah, busted up the knee. They had me just go backwards in a rolling chair. It was the most pain I've ever felt in my life. Dude, I'm like, this is the stupidest exercise I've ever
heard. I had to put my arms out like this and literally just, for 15 reps, squeeze my shoulder blades. Just, but you can't move your shoulders.
Yeah.
Squeeze your shoulder blades.
Keep doing
Don't move your shoulders. Squeeze your shoulder blades. Don't move your shoulders. Like
a dysfunctional bobblehead.
How the fuck do you do that?
It looks like
I don't know how to fucking do this. Dude, it was, and then I finally started working on it, and I'm just like, my arms hurt, my shoulders hurt, and I'm literally moving 2 inches.
Haven't worked those muscles in a while, bro.
Oh, and today I actually got to do curls today with a 1-pound dumbbell. And it fucking hurt.
Yeah. She took video of that.
Oh my god, dude. the therapist, she's like, but it's a big 1 pound dumbbell.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, we're going to go with that when I talk about it.
All right, Joshua, sauce man. How's it going, buddy?
I'll sum it up like this. That's how I'm feeling.
Can I tell you something about you? I pulled up to your house, and it looks like fucking winter wonderland up in there. I loved every second of it.
That Santa thing's cool.
It's so cool.
I was down here working on the horror room last night, and all of a sudden the camera goes off in the front. I'm like, what the? I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is? It was on my watch. I'm like, what is that? Santa had fallen off. Oh, the motor part was just hanging. I'm like, oh, God. I pulled him up, and I just turned it off for the night because it was pretty windy. Wow. But yeah, thank you.
Okay's been good because your crib... Halloween, now Christmas.
Yeah, I was very upset about Halloween because it snowed. Right. And I get to put all outside decorations out to make it kind of scary for the kids. But I'm very excited about Christmas. I'm not going to say too much about it because I know she's probably going to mention it. But everything's going according to plan. There are no events for energy this weekend, so it's a light weekend for me. So I'm very happy.
Outside of the ginormous party you're throwing out.
I'm going to let her talk about that.
All right. Well, we saved the best for last. Joining us today, you guys have heard all about her. But we have Sauce's lady. We like to call her OK. Kim, how is everything going?
Everything's going fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am very excited about Christmas this year because we're doing Friendsmas with all of you guys and your families. I'm very excited. Got lots of fun stuff planned.
Yeah, she does.
Nice.
She's the first one out of this group to get my wife. To
come out of the house, yeah. Well,
technically, yeah. She did show up to Droop's house for that party.
To take my kid.
And, of course, we're doing the regular family Christmas with my kids.
They're going to drive out here to Mondo Line.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
See where she lives
now. Very cold. She's going to be coming, too.
So. Very cool.
And then we'll just do a very quiet family Christmas around Christmas. So, but it's been busy baking, wrapping, decorating, but it's all been good.
That's excellent.
Very exciting.
Christmas. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Oh, man. Well, I started a new job this week, and it's been going great.
Did it give you your schedule yet?
Where are you working? No, I am working at PADS, and it's actually under a bigger company. But, yeah, so basically what I'm going to be doing is all night long when the homeless come, and then I will be giving them whatever urgent resources they may need to survive. Visa gift cards, telephones, Uber cards, which I didn't really understand why they get an Uber card if they didn't have a cell phone. But I've been working days.
Cell phones, I don't know.
So I've been working days, and what I didn't know, well, I'm like, you guys need to promote this. You can get anybody you want to work here. Is they have a chef, like a professional chef, and she makes lunches for all the people in the shelter, and then you get to eat them. So, like, every day I'm getting these, like, gourmet meals, and then...
Can we pause this? You're not supposed to eat those.
And then today, just randomly, yesterday it was her birthday, so I got... And it was my first day there, and I got a big, giant piece of cake with, like, it was cheesecake on the bottom, and then the top was, like, strawberry. It was amazing. But today she comes in with oh, my God. What are those things? The pizzas into one? Wrapped up, you know what I'm talking about?
A calzone.
She's like, hey, you guys want to try these? And she's going to everyone's office and giving them a calzone. She's like, oh, do you like sauce? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, grab one of the middle ones. So I grab it, very first bite, all over my white shirt. It was like, so the rest of the day, everyone's like, like you deserve it for wearing white. I'm like, Henry VIII. Sorry, Tommy's fantasy guy on this bench just blew up. So anyway, everything's going all right now. Like, I feel like my life is starting to make some sort of turn. So I'm in a great mood. So let's talk about our episode.
we can go stat up.
Let's do that. Let's stat it up.
So movie stat. Stat me up.
You got to stat me up.
Oh,
stat me up.
You got to stat me.
Oh. All
right, time for show stats. Show stats. Ryan and Sparky are tied in first with 6.
Woo! Why are we tied? Oh, yeah. Why are we tied at 6?
Oh, yeah, I thought he had 6.5.
Yeah, Ryan had 6.5.
Ryan and I made a trade.
With a chance to win the season.
Yeah.
Because your punishment was bullshit.
I haven't done anything to get out of
And I don't even know when they're going to do the punishment that I traded it away. But I brought a good one tonight.
Yeah. I'm in third.
Second?
Are you with second? Five. And then Josh is last with three.
Woo! Three wins, and baby! Wait.
You said you got to do one Oreo. No, no, you don't got to do one Oreo. You bought two squares, right?
Yeah.
Two squares. One was for your part of the punishment. One was for his part of the punishment.
Oh, so I'm good.
So you're good. He's good because he bought four squares.
Yeah.
So no one has to do this Oreo thing? No one has to do the Oreo challenge.
Right. Which means we veto this next year when it comes out. He puts it in an envelope, we veto that.
We dodge.
Yeah, when are we doing that?
I brought mine. I brought all 10.
I got like what? Three.
I don't have any.
We're supposed to bring 10?
No, I just said, hey, if we can, guys, bring like
talk 10 about that out there.
What else and got? Movie stats. Movie stats. Ho, ho, ho. And now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. Bend over and I'll show you. Okay.
Who's number one again?
All right, Sparky's in first with 123.
God, how does this happen?
Numero.
So it's Sparky. As long as Sparky doesn't mess up, no one can really catch him. But we'll see. And he's going to get a point for movie stats, so he might win the season. I'm in second with 132. Ryan's in third with 141.
We get to stop there.
And Josh is in last with 158.
Josh is like clean sweeping us.
Good Lord. Yeah.
That's so many points. That's some rough weeks.
I swear, your number goes up by like 8 points every week.
There's a lot of foreign movies out there that I thought really had a chance.
And our sponsor of the week, our shows, our non-sponsor of the week is brought to you by your local bowling alley. It just smells that way.
That's just how it smells,
guys. Very good. Very good. All right, let's talk about the episode. Basically, if you've never listened to us before,
wait,
what
do you
want to
say what we picked for movies?
Oh,
okay, I'm done talking about the episode. Go ahead.
All right, for our last round to start off here,
Ryan got first.
Ryan went first. He picked Beyonce.
Renaissance, number one last week.
I went second, and I picked Hunger Games.
What did you pick?
Hunger Games.
Okay.
Literally.
He said honey.
English, English is my second language.
Honey, he shrunk the game.
English is my second language.
And third, it's Sparky. He picked the boy and the Haran.
Haran.
Is that what that is? I thought it was Huron.
Josh picked like Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Minus one.
Okay.
Godzilla.
All right. Now on to Sparky.
All right. I'm not going to tell you about the show, but we're just going to move on. Don't lose, guys, because the thing is pretty crazy.
What is the punishment?
You guys want to know what the punishment is?
Of course we do.
But I don't want to bring down the mood.
Don't worry, my mood's already down because you're hosting.
Hey, my mood's already down because Hunter Henry's going off on my bench. You know, you got zero and like 1 point the last 2 weeks.
I just want to point out that Josh said that if I lose, he's getting my punishment.
Beautiful, because the loser
before I say that
gets to drink this yummy little shot.
The fuck is that?
What's in there?
We'll find out.
Oh. What's in there?
He's timing us.
What's in there?
He's timing it. What's in the bottle?
If that's got alcohol in it, I can't drink it.
It's not. Funny because I would not ever do a food punishment. But
here we are.
My girlfriend's like, you know, they keep doing them to you. So you better do it back.
Is this Kim's doing? Right.
Yeah, it was actually Woodman's thing. We were walking around at Woodman's. And
I'm going to Butera down the international aisle next.
That's right. I got that.
Fuck you, assholes. That's right.
Internet.
All right, here we go. This is called the Silk's Christmas Party episode.
Whoop.
And this is going to be Double Christmas. That's what we're nicknaming it. So most things are going to be worth double points. All right, starting with these coin flips, two chips each. Last year, who won my Christmas party? I have no idea who's what. So whoever number five is. Sparky. All right. You guys never crossed dreams.
Sorry. I'm always
in
break.
Sparky.
Tommy.
That is incorrect. Tommy.
Josh did.
That is correct. Two chips for Tommy Boy.
I thought it was Tommy too.
All right. Second toss-up question. What episode of our Almost Live from the Basement is this right now?
What number?
Total? Or this season?
What number? Total. Tommy?
87.
That is correct. Wow.
That's disgusting.
Very nice.
87 episodes. Go on.
It must be nice to be the one that's posting them.
Yeah. Well, Kim listened to every one of them, so I thought she had that.
All right. Last year, this is the last one. What was Sparky's most thing he was looking forward to in 2023? Josh.
Disney.
No.
No. You don't know either. That's the funny part. Yeah.
No one knows. It was a secret he wouldn't fucking tell us. You guys might not remember that, but I listened back to it. It was pretty hilarious. And the second thing was getting recognition at his job. But the first thing was a secret he wouldn't tell us.
That's why you don't remember.
All right. So the fuck was I looking forward to?
All right. So normally I would have Tommy start the top 10, but we're going to let OK start it, and then you will end up going second. So,
OK.
2023, I've been doing a movie rating all year long.
Great.
I want you guys to tell me my top 10 movies of the year. All of these movies we've discussed on this podcast. So all 10 of them. So if you don't know, just guess a movie that came out this year in theaters. Not one that came out just on Netflix or any of the streaming services. And each one is worth double. So first place is 2, second place is 4, all the way to 20.
What are we supposed to
do? All right, so okay, we don't need to use the board.
I just read.
Okay, you're going to go first.
Any movie that came out in the theater this year that he would have seen.
Yeah, that you think I would have liked.
What about a movie you saw this year in the theater?
Yeah, that you liked.
With your man.
Yeah, I don't remember, honey.
Oh, sorry.
I have nothing.
Nothing? All right. We'll give OK one strike. All right, moving on to you, Thomas.
The second Spider-Verse movie.
That is number one on the list.
What?
Very nice.
I know you like Stace.
20 points. Sparkles.
No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings is on there. Very nice. Number 9. That is worth 4.
I'm on the board.
There you go, buddy.
Go Joshua. With Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is number 2 on the list for 18 points. 1, 2, and 9 are gone. Okay, back to you.
We saw it together.
Yeah, I don't remember, babe.
Okay.
The only movies I've gone to, you shit-talked. So, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I have no clue.
No clue, no worries.
Scream 19.
There's other many other games. Many other games, no worries. What do you think, Chairs? What do you got for us?
John Wick 4.
John Wick 4 did not make the top 10. Didn't even make the top 20. That's wow. Crazy. Spark?
Wasn't that good?
I didn't know.
Megan.
You've never seen any of them.
Megan was close, but it didn't make the top 10. No, it was 12.
DC, The Flash.
The Flash is on there, number 6. That is 10 chips.
God, what are you, a child?
Yes.
That's all I have written down with Guardians of the Flash.
All right, okay.
Which ones did we see?
We saw The Flash together.
Why don't I remember it? Oh my God.
Because Nicolas only Cage he thinks it was good.
Nick Cage showed up as Superman.
Well, you're fucking with her, right?
I'm not.
Nick Cage.
Oh, wait, I get to give you a hint now.
Oh.
Let's see, which one do I think? This
Deontay
was about the making of the first of the most famous gym shoe.
Oh, Nike.
Oh,
no.
It is, but what's the name of the movie?
Air Jordan? I don't remember.
Air! You got it in there! Nice! 16.
She got it.
Nice. All right, Tommy.
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
No, that did not make the list. Is that your first strike?
Second.
Spark. With one strike.
I'm going to go with
Wakanda.
Deontay Johnson.
Oh, that's what you're happy about?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
I have no clue.
The Barbarian. I think that was last year, though.
Oh, yeah, that was last year. I was thinking you meant Conan. Strike 2!
The Barbarian.
Josh!
All right, we're going to go with Scream 6.
Absolutely
first movie
not.
Of the year!
It is not my worst movie of the year.
No, first movie of the year.
Yes, it was. I dressed up as...
Well.
Just one?
Yeah. Right? I had Guardians in the Flash.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. True. My bad. All right. Okay. You got anything else?
Musical Chairs.
Ooh, that was really close.
Part 2.
Tommy, you got 2 strikes. All right. You ready? You took your kids to see this movie. It's a cartoon.
Oh, you just leave it. You took your kids there.
Well, it's a cartoon. Didn't really change a lot.
Yeah, it did, because he was thinking...
Super Mario.
He was thinking correct. Haunted Mansion until you
two
said
chips.
That.
Sorry, I was trying to get it under there. Spark, you have two chips. All right. Number three, and it's a boxing movie.
Creed?
That is correct. I'm like, that was a stupidly easy.
So like hint. Like I'm like, is it Creed something?
It's Creed 3.
Well yeah, Creed 3, but I didn't know if it was like Creed 3, the heir up there.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon shows up. Sauce, what do you got, buddy?
Go with Lady Ballers.
Lady Ballers? No.
Oh, I thought you talked about it on the last show, even though it came out last weekend.
What is that's a movie?
Yeah, where they,
the guys dress up as girls.
Yeah, they say they're identifying as women.
They identify as women to play basketball.
Why
in a women's league.
What? Have you my brother this? Rick no, really no. wants to see
oh,
it.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, we should go see this movie together. I'm like, yeah, out of all the movies, you want to see John Wick, Hot Tub Time Machine, Hot Tub Time or Machine. This.
Lady Ballers. Instead of Lady Bugs, it's Lady Ballers.
Tommy, what do you got? Oh, you got two. Oh, yeah, but you already got your hand. So, take a shot.
Barbie.
Ooh. That is incorrect, but it was on the list, just not top 10. Spark? Obviously, it was on the list. Every movie I fucking saw was on the list.
I'm going to say.
How many movies are on the list?
46.
You went to a lot of movies.
No,
this year.
I didn't see them all at the theater. They were movies that came out in the theater. Like
say,
the knife one. Came out in theater. Didn't know that.
I don't know. I got nothing.
All right. No problem. Joshua, you get a hint?
I'll take a hint. Oh, this is
We saw this at the IMAX.
Damn it. I was going to say that without the hint. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is correct.
Oh, I thought you didn't like it that much. So I didn't
yeah, that's it.
There.
You know.
Or maybe it's because maybe it should have been an IMAX. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been an IMAX. Is for sure. Tommy, did you get? No,
I'm
you
out.
Are out. All right,
excuse
Josh,
me?
You get another one.
We'll go with
all that's left is. I'm actually not sure if seven was said. Eight is left for sure.
Horrible pass. We'll go with Dodgeball on the Ocho.
Nice
for number eight.
So seven was Hunger Games. Did we say Hunger Games?
No
one said that.
That just
Ballad
came out.
Of Songbirds and Snakes. Yes, and eight was Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle.
Oh.
You're just talking about that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Beetle.
Right.
Here was the top 10 rundown.
Yeah.
Oh, top 10 rundown.
Again.
So 10, Super Mario Brothers. 9, No Hard Feelings. 8, Blue Beetle. 7, Hunger Games. Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. 6, The Flash. 5, Creed 3. 4, Oppenheimer. 3, Air. 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And 1, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And honestly, I don't feel like I like those movies as much as other people. But I just think no movie was able to beat it yet.
I'm pretty sure you talk shit about half of those movies.
Maybe. I'm not going to lie.
There's nothing positive
except for
that No Hard Feelings. I remember that was all positive.
Love
I know.
That movie.
No Hard Feelings.
He said Barbie was probably the best movie he's ever seen in his life. Didn't even make the list.
Yeah. The Dead Last movie? Anybody know?
Renfield.
Scream 6.
No. Renfield was second to last.
That's right.
Swear
he
to God.
Godzilla.
No, it's Knock at the Cabin Door.
Oh, Knock at the Cabin
Door. That movie was absolute garbage.
Were these your rankings?
That was year.
Yeah.
That was this year.
And what's funny is my brother thinks that's a fantastic movie.
He likes Knock at the Cabin.
And he loves Renfield. Loves Renfield.
I couldn't even make it through that whole movie.
Oh,
I'm
it was so,
so
terrible. So terrible. All right. So before we go any farther, who's going first since we did absolutely no rundown? Spark, you want to go first?
Oh, sure.
Why not? All right, Spark.
We did absolutely no
what are we doing? What
segment.
Am I doing?
We left it to
oh,
show
segment.
Seven.
Right. Segment.
I love your agreement, though. No idea. Yeah, I'm in.
Whose car we taking?
Who's driving? All right, so definitely didn't plan this one out. So we're going to start talking and rambling.
We didn't have a show schedule. We didn't have segments. Merry Christmas, everyone.
So my son is 4 years old. Just turned 4 in October. Definitely learning some new words, ways to talk back. One of his favorite things right now is, you don't tell me what to do. Yes.
Wow.
That sounds like a perfect Sparky thing.
I love every second of it.
And
where did he learn that from?
I think me. Because he was telling me to do something, and I said, you don't tell me what to do.
That makes sense, yeah. Exactly.
So he definitely learned from me. And then also, another thing he likes to do is, no, you go on timeout.
Another Sparky thing.
The firstborn.
So his bed is his timeout. He has to go sit down on his bed. And I close the door and whatnot. And he'll go, no, you go sit down on the bed. You go on timeout. So with everybody here who has preceded me in kids.
Your kid's 15, right?
No.
Sorry.
I'd like to hear some of your favorite stories of your kids talking back to you their first time. Start with Josh.
Zoe, well, I'm a part-time dad, as you may or may not know on this show. So I don't have that much back talk from her. I know every time she'll say no to me every once in a while here and there, and it's usually when Kim's in the room, and she's like, hey, you don't talk to your dad that way. So I don't notice it as much, but there's just an occasional no, or I'm not going to do that, Dad, and stuff like that. But because of my joking personality, I'm not obviously a hard ass to my kid, being a part-time dad. So it doesn't really come off that way as far as, like, it's not a bad thing to talk to me that way, which obviously could be a problem in the future because those teenagers are coming. But I don't have a big story of where she just overly... I mean, I've heard them from Mac's wife. Nikki has told me many stories of, like, I just heard recently she kicked her brother in the balls. She, you know, the tantrums and stomping her feet and just throwing herself on the ground and having a tantrum when she was 7, 8, 9, where it's way past the age to do that. So those are my biggest things about it, but I haven't really had as much as what you just went through.
Yeah, it's every day.
It's every day,
every
bro.
Day. It's multiple times in the afternoon.
Oh my.
All right, first of all, Josh, you're not a part-time dad. All right, you are a dad that has split custody with your ex, okay? And as father who also has
a part-time dad,
a few baby moms out there, I will tell you what the difference is of being a so-called part-time dad and a full-time dad is you kind of let things roll off your shoulder because you're not with them every single day. So you want to enjoy the time. It's not worth it sometimes to be yelling at them about every little thing. But when you are with someone, because now when I'm with Kim, you know, she'll point out all the time, all the crazy shit that my daughter will say to me. And I mean, like, we're in the car though. She just lets it fly. And I got to be honest, like my first reaction is always to laugh. Always. And I get all the time, like Taylor and my older daughter and my girlfriend, they love to tell me how I'm being a bad father by laughing at the terrible things she says. But it's just so funny. Like, I would have never had the balls to talk to my parents this way. And she just goes off like I'm like some schoolyard kid. I can't even repeat what she says, but it's hilarious. She writes songs about how terrible I am, about how she'd rather be with her mom. But they're so funny. And then I write songs about how bad of a singer she is because it's awesome.
We go for the jugular. The first time when you and Taylor were like... I think Taylor said it too. She's like, oh, Dad, you're the worst. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it's just the way you guys do it. It's, you're not, like, serious about it, but right. You're obviously upset about the moment. That's what you go to or whatever. Right. But it was so funny and crazy when I first heard it. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, plus my 22-year-old sucks. She's mean now.
She's very judgy about how you raise
she's
your kids.
Super judgy.
I've heard a few things.
I tell her that all the time. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till you have kids. I'm just going to come over and... pick apart your parenting.
Dissect.
Wow. All right.
Pass it to you, Tom.
I was going to go with Kim next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just jumped right over Kim. Wow, I'm sorry.
So we'll come back to Kim over here. Jeez. Kim, you got any horror stories?
Well, you know, I'm a little bit older than y'all.
By like a year. That's it.
Yeah, not really.
Like a pretty Josh.
You know, I was kind of a stern mom, so I never really got... talk back to. I'm a little easier with my grandkids now than my kids, but I was the mom that said if he didn't behave, I was going to pull over the car. And I've got more stories about the punishment than I sure. did the actual talking back. That is way funnier. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember one time where I did, like, Nahum said something, and I was driving. And I'm like, what? And I slammed on the brakes in the middle of the road, and I pulled off. And he was starting to freak out, like, oh, my God. Like, and then Diana was going off on me. I'm like, no, he can't talk to me that. And I remember that. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. There's certain things that will just, you can let go by, and there's other things that just, you got to draw the line on.
Hit the switch.
You know, it's personal to everybody how they raise their kids.
Definitely.
So, Tommy, you see your kids once a week. I'm just kidding.
Well, let's see. Jonathan's 112 months, and Evie's 87 months.
Good Lord. What? Jesus Christ. He just sat here while everyone else was talking to him. So he could bring that up.
Not really, not much. I mean, Jonathan doesn't like doing homework, so he likes doing his Oculus. Sparky never uses it anymore, but...
Yeah, I need to get back on that thing.
But then
I buy this for a workout. It's worth it, right, guys?
So it was kind of like, no, I want to play this first. Like, yeah, do homework. And then Evie gets mad for yelling at Jonathan. And that's really all that's... So it's been pretty tame. So.
And I have a little bit of information. You've already been there. You'll know this. When they're adults, they always come back.
Yeah.
Stephen King, sometimes they come back.
No, they always.
They always come back. Come the back. Sequel.
Well, I've seen Ryan get so frustrated. I was like, son! He just gets so mad. I've seen Ryan do it all.
Is it not harder with older children? Because you can tell them everything, but they're not going to listen because they're adults. Right. Whereas if they're teenagers, they don't listen. You can discipline them in some way. You can't do that with your adult kids.
No, I think I had the easiest teenagers of all time. And now that they're in their 20s, I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, it's worse when they're in their 30s.
Like, what the? But man, Brooklyn hits 13 or 15, whatever the teenage is, it's gonna be hell. There is
I'm gonna say, is that when you stop fighting for her in court?
Yeah. Like, you know what, you win.
You know, I'm gonna take this year off. This podcast is for comic relief.
Thanks. All right, let's get to our next segment. We got to get some chips here. Let's get a quick chip count. It looks like Tommy's in the lead. What do you got, buddy?
26.
26 for Tom. Sparkles, what do you got? Oh, whoa. Yeah. Sorry.
42.
I'm way off. Didn't see all those reds. 42 for Saw, 16. And 16? All right, so anybody can win. Well, our next segment is Double Man Jeopardy.
Double Man Jeopardy.
So does that mean there's six categories?
I doubled it.
No, definitely not. It's just points are double.
How much free time do you think I have? I got a job now.
So here's how it works. So if you pick one, or what would have been one is now 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. But if you buzz in and you are wrong, you lose... The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
Oh.
So you can get doubles. This is the Sparky rule. 100%.
So no dumb Tommy answers. Okay.
Yeah. If it goes by and nobody guesses, then we will do a free round where we can guess from. It will be whoever picked the category will get to go first. If nobody gets it on the actual time, doesn't make sense. But you'll get it as we go. So here's the three categories. We got dad jokes. We got Christmas stars. And we got tinsel trivia. All right. Dad jokes is you just got to finish the joke. Christmas stars is I'm going to give you a star. You tell me what Christmas movie they were in. And tinsel trivia is just some hodgepodge.
Random
Christmas trivia.
Ho stuff.
There you go. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to let you pick the first category. Get your buzzer ready.
Let's do Christmas stars for 2.
Christmas stars for 2. Everybody ready?
That's the second question, not the first question.
That's the first question.
I get sparky.
Wait a minute.
Oh, first one. Yeah, but damn, I have these numbered wrong. Okay.
Wait, how do you have them numbered?
Yeah, I have them numbered 1 through 5. But
okay, just go 1 through 5.
We'll do number 1.
Okay, number 1. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Thank you. All right, for 2 chips, Will Ferrell. Josh.
Elf.
Correct.
I was like,
very nice.
I'm like, now you take Ferrell, like, can't that can be 2 movies.
I'll try. Oh, Spirited?
Yeah.
I'll take Tinsel for 1.
Tinsel trivia for 1. Tim Allen is back as the Santa... Sparky?
Santa Clauses.
That is incorrect. I need one chip. Tim Allen is back as the Santa Claus, now as a TV show. But what other Christmas movie has he starred in? Josh.
Christmas with the Cranks.
That is correct for four chips.
Only right now.
Why is it four?
Christmas. Yeah.
Because it was, oh, two chips, sorry. My bad.
Hey, don't worry about it, guys. Let's try dad jokes for one.
Dad jokes for one. All right. For two chips. Why couldn't the teddy bear finish his cake? Okay.
Because he was stuffed.
Because he was stuffed. Exactly.
The one person who's not a dad who's got a dad joke. Everybody else drink.
Okay, you're bored. What would you like?
Christmas stars for number two.
Christmas stars for two. So for is four there a dilly chips. Double? There is. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thomas.
Ow, you go out of the way.
Correct. Four wow. chips.
He's got to. He's got to get him.
You're bored, sir.
Really Christmas horror for movie. Three. The answer is Krampus. Next one is going to be Tinseltown trivia for three.
Tinsel trivia for three. Okay. What is the green thing that people kiss under around... Sparky.
Mistletoe.
That is correct for six chips. Very nicely played, sir. All right, and you now have
the board.
I think
I'm afraid of fucking losing points. Let's go dad jokes for four.
Dad jokes for four.
Well, for number four.
Number four. For eight chips. Which friends do you always bring to dinner? Which friends do you always bring to dinner? Hint. They're your buds. Not a good enough hint, apparently.
You're like waiting for the buzz.
All right, I'm sorry. It was taste buds. Your taste buds. Oh. Those are the friends. All right. Buds. Sauce
really
over to you.
Bad dad joke.
Yeah.
We'll go Christmas stars for three.
That is the Daily Double.
Don't be a bitch.
We'll go 20.
20 chips.
Shut up.
This is going to be fucking easy, too. For 20,
Phoebe Cates.
Gremlins.
That is correct for 20. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. I told you should have went with more.
I was happy to get my 20. I don't want to be greedy.
Lay down.
And you still have the board.
Let's go Tinseltown for two.
Tinseltown trivia for two. For four chips. What department store puts on the most... Thomas?
Macy's.
That is correct.
Macy's Day Parade.
Give me one white, please. And you now have the board, sir.
Dad jokes for five.
Dad jokes for five. What happens when you pinch a grape? What happens when you pinch a grape? Josh.
It whines.
It lets out a little whine. We're going to give it to you. Yes, for 10 chips.
It was a wine joke.
Nice. Did you almost win the wine trip at bingo?
The Cooper's Hawk?
If I win that, I'm definitely inviting all you guys and forcing you to go. All right, pick a...
Let's go Christmas stars for four.
Christmas stars for four. All right. Ryan Reynolds. Spark.
Spirited.
That is correct.
That's why it wasn't the other one. He got me on Ryan Reynolds one.
You know what the best part about it is?
It could have been a very Deadpool Christmas. It could have been a very merry
I couldn't
Deadpool
remember the name
theme.
Of it, and you gave me the name.
Sparky, your board?
Could be the Deadpool Christmas one.
Let's go stars for five.
All right. For this one, you need two answers. Ooh. Okay.
Mary Ann.
Vince Vaughn. Tommy.
Fred Claus and Four Christmases.
Damn it. Correct.
I'm like, I have four Christmases.
I couldn't remember Fred Claus. Yes.
You want to give me three reds? I'll give you the
Super
first blue chip.
Saint Luke's brother.
Fucker.
Let's go with Tinseltown for four.
Tinseltown for four. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Multiply the day to the month of Christmas. Multiply the day to the month of Christmas. Sparky.
300.
That is correct for eight chips. Very nice. Can I get two white?
Just four.
And it is your board.
So. I'm like, I hit it, and then I'm like, wait, is that right? Is that right? All right, we're going.
So with it. I love seeing all the wheels turn.
We'll go trivia for five.
Josh, he's just like popping it open.
He's like Ron Lake math.
He's writing it down.
I'm sorry. What
tinsel for five.
Tinsel for five. How long is the pole that the singer wouldn't touch the Grinch with? Kim.
39.5-foot pole.
That is correct for 10.
I say you better get this on the Grinch. Very nice.
All right. I don't know what's left.
Dad jokes for three.
All right. For six chips, where do you take someone that was injured in a peekaboo accident? Where do you take someone that was injured in a peekaboo accident? Want a hint? It's three letters.
These dad jokes.
Suck. Oh.
You got a buzz.
I know. I'm trying to think of it in my head. No.
All right. A free guess now, if you want. Take a free shot. No one's going to lose.
Where do they take... Say the joke, Ken.
Where do you take someone that was injured in a peekaboo accident? Someone at home is like, come on.
To the ICU.
That is correct.
Right. Okay. I stuck on CPR. I'm like, what is it?
Very nice.
I was like, IR.
And this is the last one for the four chips.
For four chips.
All right. What can't... God, read the words. Why can't you hear the pterodactyl use the washroom? Why can't you hear the pterodactyl use the washroom?
Because the P is silent.
The P is silent. Correct.
The pterodactyl.
That's a good joke. I like that
the
one.
The pterodactyl.
You got the funny bone on that one.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing? Should we go to commercial
now? Yeah, let's count chips. All right. Figure out what we're going to do.
We'll be right. Josh, we got up our listenership. Now let's ship it over to Tommy. Tommy, what do you got in store for us today?
All right. As everyone knows, every Christmas, I add songs to the Christmas album that I'm making.
I forgot
about that. So we've known our classics. We've done our classics, Mustard Claws. We've done our classic, Austin the Redhead Lehman.
The best one ever.
Don't forget about the last year's number one hit, Sparky Gambling Around the Casino. But let's revisit everyone's favorite one that was voted... by the people. Josh is old.
Josh is old.
Is that a new one? There's no new one this year?
Oh, they're coming. Oh,
okay.
This is just a blast. Dashing through the court, trying to guard the driving lane, going up for a big rebound, landing in lots of pain. Ow, ow, ow. COVID saved his life from marrying a terrible wife. Whatever you do, don't just sit and stare, because he's never getting back his hair. Oh, Josh is old. Josh is old. Josh is fucking old. He's lived through six decades now, and his pet was Mr. Leary's cow. Oh, Josh is old. Josh is old. Friend was Moses, I'm told. If you want to laugh and cry, just watch Josh get super high. Hey!
I was laughing so hard for the first half, and then I realized, wait a second, he just did a Sparky song and a Josh song.
So now we know who's
coming
up.
Let's revisit last year's new hits, starting with, everyone has this person in their fantasy league. This is called Tim's About to Send You a Bad Trade. Oh, you better watch out. You're probably gonna cry. Get ready to pop, cause I'm telling you why. Tim's about to send you a bad trade. Woo. He's gonna start to bitch. You know he's gonna whine. Give him dicks for a defense, then he'll be fine. Tim's about to send you a bad trade. Woo. He wants your Austin Eckler. He'll give you Kenyon Drake. He wants your first and second pick, but for Eagles kicker Jake. Oh, you better watch out. He's going to try to make you shout, and I'll tell you why. Tim's about to send you a bad trade. And then last year's other number one hit. We went football heavy last year. This is for the Bears fans. It was called Firing Matt Nagy. Bears fans sing, are you listening? At Soldier Field, the seats are glistening. A beautiful sight. Fans are happy tonight. Firing Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Woo. Gone away are the dumb plays. Here to stay is a new phase. We were never the Chiefs, so Nagy, quit your beliefs. Firing Bears head coach Matt Nagy. In the playbook, he thought Fields was Brady. Making pocket plays like a circus clown. The fans cried, Fields is mobile. Matt said, no, that's shady. I'll keep him in the pocket on every down. Later on, he was fired. Matt Eberflus was then hired.
Sucks too.
He made Justin run, and now it was fun.
Yeah.
Firing Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Ooh. Let's go. Firing Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Everyone. Firing Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Woo! All right. Now the moment you guys have been waiting for. Two new songs this year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, two of them. Brian, you have a double shot.
This first one.
You get a song. You get a song.
This song is going to personally hit somebody real hard. This one's called Family Court.
Who can this be about?
Family court. Shitty court.
Yeah, why are we not?
All is lost. Money is short. Ruining fathers from seeing their child. From accusations that are extremely wild. No one is sleeping in peace. No one is sleeping in peace. Family court tastes like malort. You're just fucked. No support. Judges only helping those that have money. Even though all their requests are dumb and phony. Families torn piece by piece. Families torn piece by piece.
Wow. Beautiful.
I know about 100 people that would love that song. I mean, not when you sing it, but.
We hire a singer for money.
And
that was really good, Tommy.
Our last song is called, it's for everyone, it's called You're My Bro. Ooh. Oh, my papers are stuck to.
Why is that paper all
yeah,
stuck?
Yeah, why are you talking about your bro?
Here you go.
Sticky baby bro.
Here you go.
Bros.
TMI.
Here we go. Oh, wait, I gotta get you to the song.
Is this Deck the Halls?
No, it's You're My Bro. Ryan, just let us know. Okay.
Nice. Oh, all right.
The Almost Live. How's that starting on?
Almost Live from the basement. Is that the one?
What?
No.
No, let us know. Let us know. Let us know. How's it start? I can get the theme.
Isn't that what I did?
Oh.
Sure. No, that was Winter Wonderland.
Oh,
you're right.
Almost Live punishments are frightful, but the jokes and games are delightful. And even though we got rid of Joe, you're my bro, you're my bro, you're my bro. Old jokes show no signs of stopping. Josh and Ryan's joints will keep on popping. Thank God we didn't have to clip Sparky's toe. Oh. You're my bro, you're my bro, you're my bro. Were you finally bro? Good night. How I hate being the loser of the show. But if it's gonna be a Sparky night, then it's Josh's chips who will be low. Tommy's impressions are slowly dying. When you go to the bathroom, he will be spying. So make sure that you check the next time you go. You're my bro, you're my bro, you're my bro. When's the last question of the night? Ryan will find a way to cheat. He'll give you answers till he's right, even though he knows he should have been beat.
Penelope!
Oh, next October, Sparky will be dying. And none of us will be crying.
Wow.
Because then we'll have a normal show.
Oh, my God.
You're my bro, you're my bro, you're my bro.
Wow.
I mean, I cheat, but you're apparently dying, so.
Yeah, remember the
we got that.
So, yeah.
Thanks for crying. Appreciate
it. Talk about it every time we're together.
Yeah, thanks.
Very well
so,
done.
So, be in the ready for 2 new songs next year and some repeats of the favorites.
The favorites.
The best part is mine wasn't
a
favorite.
It
doesn't have to be repeated.
Yeah, I may need a copy of that Josh's old
one. Oh, he gave me a copy. I got one.
That was fantastic.
The best part about the family court one was, I wish we were recording it, because he's singing and the TV behind him started looking at Billy Zapp. And Billy Zapp is just looking... like this.
Is it listening?
And I'm just like, this is like the perfect background picture to be on here. I wish we were recording it.
Alright. Well, you continue now.
Hey, that was great, man. I love the family court.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah. Alright, so keeping with that theme kinda, our last game before we get to final is Christmas Tale Lee. Christmas Tally. So how this is going to work is I have a Christmas tale to tell you guys. And inside of this Christmas tale are going to be questions. And while it was your thing, I was supposed to be setting up stacks. But basically, it's going to go 1 through 20. So no matter how far you are down right now, you have the chance to come back. So the first question will be 1. Second question will be 2. Third, 3. So on and so on. Okay, up until 20 points. Now, if you buzz in and you get it wrong, you lose nothing. You lose nothing. You just can't guess again. Okay? So, Spark, I'm not going to...
Can't guess again on that...
The next
round? That question? Or...
Just that question.
Okay.
Yeah, just that question.
Wait, then... That just means just like a normal getting it wrong, then. You can't guess from the top.
Shut the fuck up.
No. This is giving him an advantage.
He's going to just say whatever now.
All right, but I will go a quick time on it, all right? 3 seconds.
Green.
All right, so are you guys ready for the Christmas tale?
Yes.
The first ever Christmas tale. Here we go.
Christmas tale. That's wrong. Just for you. That's only 8 or 9 chips. You need a second right next to it, that one. He's in our red.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate it. All
right. Die hard.
All right, here we go.
I just watched it.
Nice. It was almost Christmas, and this young character woke up to find out he was in his house solo.
Home Alone.
I'm just going to let you guys do that because I can't. It's one or the other. Home Alone is incorrect. Sorry. Home Alone is incorrect.
I don't understand what we're doing.
Kevin McAllister
is correct. Oh. One chip for you.
Hey, bro, that marker's not closed all the way. It's really bothering me.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
So he decorated his house in traps for this short actor from...
Joe Pesci.
That is correct. 2 chips.
Short's a relative term. I mean, he's tall compared to Danny DeVito.
I guess you're right. He went outside, found his whimsical friend, who played Elf's love interest, but is best known for this show. She played Elf's love interest, but she's best known...
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
God, I know this...
Sorry, Spark.
Her. She's in this...
As soon as it goes off, you can buzz in...
Is it Zoe's Denshinel or whatever?
That is incorrect. Because the question is, found his whimsical friend who played Elf's love interest, but is best known for this show.
New Girl.
Yes.
That's correct. I couldn't think of the name.
I don't understand it either. I'm lost right now.
And they danced around until they saw their friend Kurt Russell, who was in this Christmas movie. Josh.
Christmas Chronicles.
That is correct.
1 and 2.
Very good.
Stacks.
Yeah.
They all went to a house they knew growing up, like this actor did in Surviving Christmas. Josh.
Ben Affleck.
That is correct.
I'm understanding now.
They got thrown out and didn't know why. But like the fan base of this team who lost their QB during the first drive of the season, they began...
New York Jets.
They began to cry. They left New York when they saw the guy in the suit who cameos in Home Alone 2. Tommy.
Donald Trump.
That is correct. Donald Trump.
He's in Home Alone 2.
Yeah, he tells him where the lobby is.
Yeah. And headed home like Forrest Gump, who happened to play football at this school.
Alabama.
That is correct.
I was going to say Georgia.
Mobile, Alabama!
They screwed the Seminoles this year like the actor that played a postman screwed Arnold. Tommy.
Sinbad.
He said it just waiting for Tommy to do it.
They made it to Chicago like a reverse family vacation with this National Lampoon's... Tommy.
Chip Chase.
That is incorrect. Movie Family.
He can't bust.
Josh.
We both went early. I didn't realize either. The Griswolds.
That is correct.
Later on.
Christmas Eve hit, and these two bad boys were mad.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Correct.
Yeah, holding your butt.
And so was the voice behind the newer cartoon Grinch.
Jim Carrey.
Not correct. If you guys need a hint.
I don't know his name. Can I just say his last name?
Whisper.
The hint is he played Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Tommy.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's correct.
I couldn't think of his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Luckily, Neil Patrick Harris burst out and was a hit, just like he was in the 2021 Christmas movie.
8-bit Christmas.
8-bit.
Oh, I thought it was Harold and Kumar Steel Christmas or something.
That's why I put the year in. Not to leave Tom out, the girl from Eurotrip got freaked out in this Christmas horror movie.
Eurotrip.
Sparky.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, what was her name? I can't remember her name. Trachtenberg. Michelle Trachtenberg.
That's the right name, but that's not what we're looking for.
Oh. Krampus?
No. Not correct.
Looking for the movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she can buzz in, too.
Just want to guess.
Say it again.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas is correct.
Blick Christmas.
Speaking of leaving people out, that doesn't feel right. So Adam Sandler gave the Jews this movie.
Eight Crazy Nights. You made it rhyme.
Yeah. As Kevin looked up, snow started to fall like this team that won the first ever...
Green Bay Packers.
Incorrect? What am I trying to say? Not correct. Like this team that won the first ever game of Black Friday football.
Miami Dolphins.
That is correct.
Fins up.
Oh, wow.
One seed.
I'm like, what?
The snow was sticky, like he was stepping in dew. But then he heard this singer belting out All I Want for Christmas.
Mariah Carey.
Is you, Mariah Carey.
She just made $10 because you said the song.
This song made Kevin feel groovy, like this brand new Eddie Murphy Netflix movie.
Josh. It's coming up. No, nope. Number one.
Oh, Candy King Lane.
That is
correct.
I knew
it was going to be in here somewhere.
I didn't even finish it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Candy King Lane.
This Disney animal character was selfish and mean before the three Christmas ghosts helped him find his luck. Well, of course.
What am I waiting for?
Scrooge McDuck.
Well, of course, I'm talking about Scrooge Mc... What is that? That's short, right?
Four more, yeah.
All right, and the last one. I wish all four of you a Merry Christmas and hope this year doesn't leave you scarred. But yes, this is a Christmas movie. Let's all... Tommy.
Die Hard.
Watch Die Hard.
God damn. I just picked up the rhyme in the second half. That was well done.
Die Hard.
Thank you, sir.
That was fun. Nice job.
Thank you, buddy. Sorry you guys didn't understand it at first. No, but wow. Okay. You got a lot of chips in that round. Seriously. Crap.
He made a bit of a comeback.
So while we count our chips, Josh, you got anything you want to talk to us about for Christmas?
Yeah, you had some crazy stories.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out. Hear it. Parents, you know, my mom and dad are getting up there in age, and I'm not going to get to my mom's stuff today, but my dad is
lonely and horny is the best way I can describe him. And because of that, any woman who will talk to him on the internet is now his girlfriend, first of all. Oh, I got two girlfriends today.
That's what he calls them? That's great.
Yeah, he does.
Even when he's living with us, it was still happening. But now he's alone in Florida. And one of these girls actually came and visited him after, I'm assuming most of these are guys. he's like, no, we FaceTime. I'm like, all right, fine. And she actually came down to Florida, I think from here in Illinois.
She's from Illinois. She was in Florida with her friend and her friend's boyfriend or something.
They were fighting and she was supposed to stay at the hotel with him, and they were fighting, and she was going to get a different hotel, and my dad's like, no, come stay with me. So she spends the weekend. I see her constantly on his Ring camera outside, and then I'm talking and texting him, like, hey, is your girlfriend still there, all this stuff? And he's like, oh, she finally left. I'm like, cool. And he's like, I did help her get a car. I'm like, what? He's like, no, I didn't buy it for her. Don't worry. I just co-signed. I'm like, what?
Co-signed?
Yes. And then I found out later he also got her a phone plan and put the down payment down for the car. But he didn't tell me that. My brother did. So she left, and I found out today that she took both set of keys with her, so we've got no way of getting that car back. And he's been trying to contact her, and she's clearly not answering his call.
Where does she live in Illinois?
I don't know.
I told you to get her name. Tina and I will take care of it.
Yeah. Well, how old is this girl?
36.
Yeah,
she's younger than us.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Because if you divide his age by 2 and add 7, that's
okay. No. Subtract seven.
It's
divide by 2 and subtract 7.
It's add 7.
Is it add 7?
It is add 7.
It is add 7. You're right.
But regardless, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And age has nothing to do with it.
No. Yeah. So he's barking up the wrong tree in a major way. And Jeremy's to the point where he's like, do we find him unfit and become power of attorney and take over his finances?
What?
Rick, I told Rick to call him personally, being the oldest son, and try to talk some sense into him. And it's just, and then this week, he sent me a text. Hey, Josh, seeing how things are going, I found a girl in Jacksonville that wants to have sex with me, but she has no money. And I sent him a text back saying, Dad, anyone who wants to have sex with you is great, but what does it matter what their financial problems are? Yeah. It has nothing to do with you. And he didn't respond to that. So no,
didn't he have a kid too?
Does he like being the sugar daddy?
In his words, he told Kim and I, he's just not attracted to women his age, which is fine, but you're not going to have anything in common with these other women. They're only after you, because we even said it. Let's flip it, Dad. When you were 30-something, would you date anyone in their 70s? He's 70 years old. Right. Would you date a 70-year-old? He's like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, unless they're rich. Well, the dad! Figure it out. So,
yeah, he's
off the deep end with that.
Off his rocker.
Wow.
And we thought for sure that when everything happened with the car and the phone thing with this girl that he, you know, and Josh said something to him, Jeremy said something to him, Rick said something to him, that he would have learned something. But obviously that did not happen since he went to the next girl.
Yeah, he's not going to stop until he gets completely burned again. We're trying to plan the next vacation because her sister lives pretty close to him, about 45 minutes, and she's 67. So we want them to start talking, but Dad's like, every time I talk to her, she's too busy. She's still working full time because he's retired. He's just sitting down there doing nothing. So, but he needs help. He needs to go to bingo. I thought that was awesome. I even told him, like, we break up, I'm coming back here for all the old biddies.
Yeah, and he did say that.
Yeah. There's no doubt he said
it. But yeah, that's, and I'm just, you know, I'll throw it out there. Do you guys have, you know, your dad's got stuck to grease for a woman, right?
For a woman?
I'm just kidding.
No.
I made that part
up. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was for a woman.
No.
Okay, with all that said, though, Josh.
Well, yeah, it was a woman.
Honestly, I would still rather have my parents around. I mean, I've got the friend at work that is complaining about her mom all the time. And I get it. I mean, her mom is like Satan. But, you know, at least she had that opportunity to get to hate her, you know? Exactly. I didn't get that chance.
That's true. My dad is tough, but I would rather have that situation than Like my mom. My mom's gone. So,
yeah, I lost my parents early. So it's very... That's why I'm a Christmas freak, is because of my dad. My dad was a huge Christmas person. And I lost it for a while because he died the day after Christmas.
Right.
When I was 14. So Christmas was really hard for me a while. So I'm very glad that I got it back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Sparkles, anything from you, from mom or dad? Were you paying attention?
My parents, No, not yet. Thank God. Unfortunately, I'm probably going to have issues with my mother. We're pretty sure that she's going to have Alzheimer's at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, she's showing those early signs. So, waiting for the batshit crazy to come out of that. Because my mom already is batshit crazy. So love her.
She keeps saying Kevin's the best.
Don't yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him. I looking forward to that. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So just hopefully it is not as rough as what some people say it is.
Yeah, it's different for everybody, unfortunately.
Yeah. So.
And Tommy, obviously we spent time with your dad. He seems pretty
best apartment in Milwaukee.
pretty amazing. So going on. I don't know much about your mom.
He's dealing with concussions though, because of the accident when he was here. He got hit when he's on the motorcycle. His first day when he's here visiting.
Jeez.
So he's still dealing with concussion symptoms in Greece. He's trying to get back, but he had to get cleared to fly first, so.
Wow.
Oh. Will he come back and play soccer?
He wants to, if he's cleared. You don't want him on your team. I do. Because he's going to yell at you.
Oh, no.
He's like, that idiot, without the cat. What the hell are you doing?
Tom. He only does that to you.
Yeah, he does. No. If it's in Greek, you know he's getting yelled at me.
How old are your parents, Tommy?
How old are you?
62, 64-ish, 65.
Oh, so they're real young yet.
Yeah.
Well, he's only 39.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forget both how old I am.
Both these guys are 39.
I'm 39. My parents are 73.
Well, I'll tell you what. If my parents were alive, my dad would be 100 and my mom would be 93.
But how old are you?
52. I'm the youngest of 11.
Yes, that's 13 years older than us, too.
Hey, easy there.
Yeah, than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said us.
He's come out as teenage pregnant.
It's 6 months older than these.
Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal did it.
All right. Well, that was sad. I mean, it started off hilarious.
Yeah,
I it. But way to go, Josh. All of our parents.
My story is five. Yeah, you guys brought it.
Boom.
Alzheimer's and...
Oh, just man. So basically, summing that up, if you want to have sex with Josh's dad, give us a call.
If you want a new car, just lead him on, too. But if you can, give him a happy ending.
Does that mean I tread?
All I got to do?
What about a house? What can we talk about?
All right. So let's get our chip counts. And then we'll talk about Final Jeopardy here.
111.
I'm losing.
111. 28. What do you got, buddy?
169.
97. If you win this game, the worst you could do is tie, right, for the year champion.
We would tie.
Or wait, no.
Because then I would have six, and if I I could beat him. Because if I beat him in the movie game, I'd get the point instead of him. So I would.
Yeah, but you have six. He already has six.
Yeah. I have five, and so if I win this one, we both have six, and then whoever wins the movie game wins the
season. You're not fucking coming back. You love.
Well, I got one more show to do.
Nice! Bonus!
How much does Kim have?
28. She's all in for the Final Jeopardy.
Alright, so the category is ho, ho, ho. So go
ahead. How much are you willing to bet?
Put how many you want to bet.
Just put a 28 and circle it.
And I will give you guys this little bit of information. The closest one is going to be right. Only the closest one. Unless two of you hit it exactly.
Hit it exactly.
Multiple of you hit it exactly. I guess it could be more than two.
Guess it could be another.
How much do you have?
I don't remember. What 111? Is it? I'm sorry, what does everyone have? I have 111.
Josh has 111.
168.
I like how Josh is asking, even though it doesn't matter. He's going to make a dumbass bid anyway.
Tom, 168.
169.
Sparkles, what'd you have?
I have 97.
We were at bingo last. Was it last night?
Yeah. There's two guys behind us.
They're probably there every time, it feels like. And
I think they were special.
So if I go all in, I can still beat him.
I don't know.
No, they just have no life. I think Bingo is their life. So.
Oh, really?
The one guy.
Are you sure one wasn't a girl? The redheads?
There was a guy that was a girl. Guy and a girl. But there was.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
She went to high school with us. Yeah.
The redheaded guy kept telling them how to do their job all night.
Yeah. Oh, because somebody puked.
Yeah, oh. And then...
And the host, the black guy, had to go clean it up. And
he had to clean it up?
Yeah, in his nice dressed up...
What?
I'm like, don't they have attendance for that or something?
That's crazy.
And then the other guy, every time 069 was called, he'd go...
Oh, the real big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always brings food. He's
got what bingo were you at?
Oh, the wall.
The wall. The
Gurney Mills.
It's a blast.
On what day?
A good time. Wednesdays.
I said we should all go.
Yeah, why don't we go with
him? I've been trying.
He's been asking.
I've asked almost every week for like 6 weeks.
Like on a text message?
I said we should all go.
We have
like
17 groups. I've never seen that
you
text
message.
Austin will be at that end. You'll be down that end. You're just watching a game on the thing. You'll be screaming at each other across the thing.
That's true.
She said, let's bring a group and be obnoxious. I'm like, oh, we can do that.
All right.
Because those guys are out of control.
Yeah. All right, are we ready? Everyone got their bids?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear your bids now first, since it's gonna be close, or it's gonna come down to the getting the number right anyway. So let's start with Kim.
I got all of it.
All 28. Who's next? Spark.
15.
Josh.
I went 59, thinking he would bet zero.
59. Tommy.
112.
No. 112. All right. Wow. Even knowing that only.
Wow! I should have bet zero. Damn it!
All right. Okay, so here we go. Ho, ho, ho. Tim Allen has now donned the Santa suit for 3 movies and 2 seasons of a television show. If you had 1 candy cane for every minute of the Santa Claus franchise, how many candy canes would you have? So he has been in 3 movies, 2 seasons of the Santa Clauses on Disney Plus. How many minutes is that added up?
How many movies?
3.
Go ahead and fill the silence, buddy.
Yeah, and I will go ahead and read to you guys some of the things that I want to put on the punishment board by these guys for next year. We'll leave off 2 of them, but shave any area 5x5 is on there. sing a song of the winner's choice I have on there.
You said minutes, correct?
Yep. Trick or treat at a house when it's not October is on there. Drink a small Wendy soda of every kind of pop. You get to -3 that you absolutely hate.
I'm not even listening right now. What?
Pay the winner $1 for every pound he loses in a month. Can't leave a basketball court until you make 50 free throws while self-rebounding. Wash your dirty mouth out with soap. And be in the host's movie. Those are some of the punishment things I'd like to put on.
Pretty good.
All right. Everybody got the number?
Tom?
Almost.
This would be super awesome if OK wins. Because if OK wins, those two have less than me.
I'm not going to win, buddy, just so you know.
Well, yeah, if we don't get it right.
Right, all right.
Because you only bet 15, you win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I'm very surprised at Tommy's bid.
I'm not getting last, but.
If OK wins, I win the show.
Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. Tommy, since you're the leader, let's see what you put down.
885.
Wow. Can I use your board?
Yep. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Wow. All right. I'm feeling a little more confident about this now.
What did you have?
852 minutes.
Holy shit.
852.
I'm not feeling so confident.
What did you put?
945.
Okay, what did you put?
570.
All right.
And the actual retail price.
The correct number.
I'm right in the middle.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not even really that close.
Oh.
OK is our winner with 669 candy canes.
Yes!
669. So let's see. You missed it by 99. And you were the second closest, Josh. You missed by, what did I say, 669? 17 to 200.
So I would have won the episode if I didn't invite my girlfriend.
Yeah, you.
I'm pretty sure I got that win.
All right, so let's add it up. How many chips do we got? Okay, ended with 56. I'm assuming.
I got 84.
Spark, you ended with 84?
I ended with 80. No, sorry, 82.
82. 52. Okay. I bet 59, so I bet 50. I lost 50. I had
52. 52, gotcha. What did you finish with, Tommy?
57.
So our winner...
I can't high-five
our season show.
That's a win by default.
The, yes! The 2024 it's champion.
I should have been kicked out of my own Christmas
party. That's my win. I'm taking 4 for the season.
Wait. Let's look at what kind of shot all this right. is.
Oh, yes. Let's read it. Thank man. God.
I'm gonna actually offer you a bailout. Josh.
Oh,
okay.
I got to do that too. I forgot.
So it is a.
I did not win. I lost.
Yes.
You that's lost. Why I did it.
Wait. Now it's not okay at 52. All.
Oh, you even lost. You even got double.
Yeah. I would have won if I
did
didn't.
Did you not realize you lost?
And I lost because of my bit.
I have that problem all the
did
time.
Did you not call Austin. It? Did you not call it? Yeah. Josh is going to make some dumbass bid.
Yeah, he did.
His bid was fine. It just didn't work out. It's a Korean ginseng, so it's just root ginseng. And it's not that bad.
My dad used to chew on
but I will give you a bailout if you don't want to drink it. You could sing the...
Josh's old song?
No. Man, that would be great. But you can sing the song I made up for our show right now on the air if you want. Then you don't have to drink it. Or you can just take a quick shot.
I'll take the shack because I want to hear you sing all it. Right. I don't want to put your song.
Damn it.
All right, folks.
Wait, he's going to sing.
No, I'm not going to sing it now. We'll save it for next year. We'll start it with next year.
All right. Thanks for everyone for listening to the show and all season long. We'll come back next year. It's kind of a new setup for the punishments. We're going to have a punishment board. So whoever loses, they're going to have to reach for the board. You may get your own punishment. You never know because they're all going to be in envelopes. So we'll find out how that works. But anyway, everyone have a good...
New season, new format.
You have a good holiday. Happy Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
All appreciate that fun you stuff. All.
Ho, ho, ho.
I think my dog is dead.
What?